哈利路亚，各位主内传道同龄弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to our preachers, elders, deacons, and brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们继续来查考玛利亚的道理。
And this afternoon we'll continue to study lessons on Mary.
她是一个蒙大恩的女子。
She is a woman highly favored by God.
我们下午要来讲讲她自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And this afternoon, we're going to talk about her heart being pierced by a sword.
看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
路加福音一章二十八节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 28.
天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你，安主和你同在了。”
28, and having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women.
天使跟玛利亚说，你是一个蒙大恩的女子。
The angel said to Mary that you are highly favored.
蒙恩已经是不简单了。
To be favored is not easy.
还有蒙大恩，就是大大的恩典，大大的祝福。
To be highly favored, that is one who is greatly blessed by the Lord.
这个问候对玛利亚来说没有预期会听到这句话。
And to Mary, she had never expected to hear these words.
但是能够被神选中来生出救主，这个是蒙大恩。
And to be selected by the Lord to give birth to the Savior, this is a great blessing.
但是恩典跟责任往往是一起来的。
Blessings and responsibilities comes hand in hand.
恩典给你，但是你不顺服，你也得不到恩典。
When blessings comes to you and you are not submissive, then you will not receive it.
所以玛利亚，她跟天使说：“我是主的侍女，愿主的旨意成全。”
And Mary said to the angel, "I am a maid servant of the Lord. May His will be done."
我的心尊主伟大。
My heart magnifies the Lord.
她把神放大，把自己缩小。
Mary had magnified the Lord and diminished herself.
她愿意顺服主的安排。
She was willing to submit to the arrangement of God.
再来早上，我们也有提到，她的灵以神救主为乐。
And this morning we mentioned that her spirit rejoiced with the Lord.
顺服才会带来喜乐。
Submission brings forth joy.
你不顺服，勉强的去做，你也不喜乐。
If you're not submissive and you force yourself to do things, you will not find pleasure.
为什么会顺服？
Why was she submissive?
因为你相信。
Because she believed.
你相信神比你懂得多。
You believe that God knows more than you.
你相信神知道的比你更详细。
You know that God knows more details than you.
你相信神不会害你，只会对你好。
You believe that God will only do what is good for you.
虽然你不明白神为什么要这样安排。
Though you may not understand God's arrangement.
但是你相信。
You believed.
所以很开心的去顺服。
So happily or joyfully you submit to God.
结果你就越来越看清神的安排。
If you look down or take lightly His arrangement.
回过头来看，你说：“哎呀，还好主这样子安排。”
And you looking back, you said to yourself, "Thank God He had made such arrangements."
所以他的灵啊，常都是喜乐的。
And your spirit will always be joyful.
我们的灵为什么不喜乐？
Why is it that our soul or our heart is not joyful?
因为我们相信自己多过相信神。
Because we believe in ourselves more than we believe in God.
嘴巴说相信神，结果自己心里一堆想法。
We pay lip service by saying that we believe in God, but we ourselves have a lot of different opinions.
不按你想法去做了，你又不高兴。
If things are not done according to your will, you're not happy.
求不到东西又不高兴。
The things that you ask for were not granted, you're not happy.
当然就很难喜乐。
Of course, you will not find joy in life.
但是玛利亚是以主他的救恩呢，他的救赎主而喜乐。
Mary found joy in the salvation of God.
无论任何事情发生，她都很安然的交托。
Regardless of anything that happened, she was willingly offer herself to God.
结果她更了解主的旨意。
And she had a better understanding of the will of God.
下午我们再来讲。
Now we're going to talk about.
作为蒙大恩的人呢，也有一个挑战。
That there are challenges to being one who is highly favored by the Lord.
我们看路加的第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
34-35节。
34 and verse 35. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. 35. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
就是有一个人叫西缅，当他看到玛利亚 跟约瑟把 baby 把婴孩耶稣带到殿里面见的时候，说出了一番话。
Here are the words spoken by a man named Simeon when Mary and Joseph brought baby Jesus to the temple.
他说这个孩子啊被立起来，很多人被兴起，也有很多人会跌倒。
And he said, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel.
也会被人家毁谤。
And he will be spoken against.
但是最后一句话呢，是最针对玛利亚说的。
But his last words were directed towards Mary.
说你呀，就是玛利亚，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
He says a sword will pierce through your own soul.
这是我们今天下午的主题。
That is the topic for this afternoon's sermon.
一个蒙大恩的人，你的心可能会被刀刺透。
One who is highly favored by the Lord, their hearts may be pierced by a sword.
是第三页啊所说的我们那个主题啊，蒙大恩的人呢、啊，必要承受巨大的痛苦跟考验。
One who is highly favored will have to endure on tremendous trials and tests.
我们不要以为啊，恩典只是白白的给你。
Do not think that blessings come free of charge.
恩典有它带来的代价，还有责任。
There are prices and responsibilities associated with these blessings.
全人类的历史当中，只有一个女人，她有这个福气，可以生下救主。
In the entire history of humankind, there is only one woman who is blessed to give birth to the Savior.
很多女人都生孩子。
Many women give birth to children.
生出来的孩子，当然以后的发展不一样。
And their children, or rather their offspring, will have different futures.
当你生出来的时候，不知道他以后会变怎么样的人。
The moment the child was born, no one knows his future.
如果你生出来了以后那个变总统，哇，那你年老的时候当然就是很自豪。
If you give birth to a child and the child becomes a president of a country, of course, and when you're old in age, you will feel very happy.
如果你生了孩子以后他变坏了，你的心也是很痛苦。
And if you give birth to a child and the child later grew up and have gone astray, you will also feel pain in your heart.
那玛利亚生出来的这个婴孩就是救主啊，是基督啊。
This child that Mary gave birth to, he is a savior.
他不用等以后了，他现在就知道以后会发生的事。
Mary didn't have to wait for the child to grow up to know its future. Rather, she knew it at the time the baby was born.
应该是很开心，应该是毫无烦恼才对。
And she should be very happy with no worries.
比如说，如果有人跟你讲，以后你孩子当总统了，你放心。
And if someone would come to you and tell you that your child will be a president in the future,
但是玛利亚呢，她听到这个预言。
And Mary, hearing this prophecy,
你当这个救主的肉身上的妈妈是不容易的。
You are going to be the physical mother of this child.
先知预言她必要承受巨大的痛苦跟考验。
And the prophet prophesied that she will have to endure tremendous pain and suffering.
好比一把刀插在你的心脏。
Like into a sword that is pierced through your heart.
就好像下面一个图这样，我们知道心呢是很多神经的，会痛的。
We know that there are a lot of nerves that surrounds our heart and experience pain.
如果有一个人把一把刀插到你的心脏里面，哇，那个痛是难以想象。
And if somebody takes a dagger and pierces right into your heart, you can imagine the pain that you're suffering.
所以为什么会这样子呢
？Why？
其实这跟信仰的进步有关系。
And this has to do with the progress of your faith.
一个人信仰刚开始的时候，或者说还没认识神的时候
，At the beginning of a person's faith in the Lord.
已经下一页了。一个人呢是为自己的错误或者自己的犯罪而受苦。
And the person has to suffer for the sake of their own mistakes.
比如说我们做错事了。
For example, we did something wrong.
做错选择了。
We made the bad choice.
当然你要受苦啊。
And of course, you have to suffer the consequences.
但是当我们信仰越来越进步的时候
，But as our faith progresses,
我们所受的苦就不一定是为自己的错误而受苦。
Our suffering may not be because of our own mistakes.
我们的受苦可能是因为我们要遵行神的旨意。
Our suffering may be because we have to submit to the will of God.
完成主的托付。
To complete the missions that God has entrusted upon us.
我们看提摩太，我们看彼得前书的二章二十节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
彼得前书二章二十节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
请读。
Verse 20. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
这里有两种受苦。
Here are two types of sufferings.
第一种就是做错事被打，当然是很苦啊。
One that you are beaten for your own fault, of course, this is bitter to you.
就像小孩子小时候都会被父母打。
Like unto a child, when he was young, he'll be disciplined by his parents.
父母爱你才会打你。
The parents would discipline them because they love their child.
但是长大了,
but as the child grows up,
如果我们受苦, 有可能是因为行善而受苦,
we suffer pain and suffering. It may be because we have done something good.
玛利亚没有做错事,
Mary hadn't done anything wrong.
她顺服神了,
she submitted to God.
那她生出来的这个救主, 她也不是坏孩子, 不会让父母烦恼,
and the Savior that she gave birth to, he was good. He was doing good.
但是玛利亚还是要受苦,
yet Mary still had to suffer.
这种苦啊, 很难, 别人很难完全了解,
this kind of suffering that she went through is difficult for others to understand.
对弟兄来说啊, 更难了解, 因为我们男人没有当过母亲,
and for brothers, it's even more difficult for them to understand because they have never been mothers.
但是对于女人来说, 有生过小孩, 有养过小孩的, 可能比较会容易想象,
and to women who have given birth to children or have raised children, it's easier for them to understand.
我们来下午再来讲讲, 到底玛利亚, 她跟主耶稣从小的相处, 还有她经历了什么苦,
and this afternoon we're going to discuss the relationship between Mary and Jesus.
在路加福音里面呢, 讲的比较多,
this is mentioned quite a bit in the Gospel of Luke.
我们来看一章, 第二章的17节,
let's turn to chapter 2 verse 17.
二章的17节,
chapter 2 verse 17. 17. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child.
18.
And all those who heard it marveled at these things which were told them by the shepherds. 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Here it's about the night Jesus was born.
那玛利亚她竟然呢在一个马槽把主耶稣生下来。
And Mary had to give birth to baby Jesus in a manger.
这里在第十二节这里有讲,
this is recorded in verse 12.
一个婴孩抱着布卧在马槽里, 这个就是记号了,
and the sign is that a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth lying in a manger.
这个牧羊人啊, 一堆啊, 都来找啊,
and the shepherds would be looking for this baby.
真的在马槽里面,
indeed, they found the child in the manger.
当然我们今天看这个故事就很美哦, 哦, 在一个马槽里面有很多人围着很温暖哦。
And today when we read the story, it seemed to be rather give us some warmth because a lot of people come to see a child being born in a manger.
但是你要想啊, 这个实际的情况并不是那么舒服的。
But if you were to think about this more, the situation is not that comfortable.
玛利亚跟约瑟, 因为那个时候玛利亚怀着孕,
Mary and Joseph, where she was conceived with Jesus.
那个政府又有这个上面有这个条例下来说，他们要回去报道。
And the government has given forth an edict that everyone has to return to their hometown.
所以他们就要出发了。
So they have to prepare for their journey.
从拿撒勒要上大卫的城去，叫做伯利恒。From
Nazareth, they have to go to the city of David, which is Bethlehem.
结果就在伯利恒那边，叫玛利亚就胎动了，就生了耶稣。
And in Bethlehem, Mary was ready to deliver the child.
哇，结果还生在马槽里面。
And she had to deliver the child in a manger.
一般姐妹生孩子是人生大事啊，都希望在一个好的医院找一个好的医生帮你接生啊，安安全全的，干干净净的。
Most women, when they were giving birth to a child, this is a major event in their life, and they were hoping to have it in a clean and comfortable environment, preferably in a hospital with the best doctor.
2000年前没有医院, 至少也是在自己的家里安安全全的找个接生婆来帮他接生。
2000 years ago, there is no such thing as a hospital, but at the least they could have done is to have the child at home with a midwife.
但是玛利亚呢, 她被选上当耶稣的妈妈, 她生耶稣下来那个就已经不一样。
Mary was chosen to be the mother of Jesus, and her delivery will be different.
走路走路走到一半, 然后在马槽里面要把耶稣生下来。
She was on a journey, and halfway through the journey, she was about to deliver, and she had to give birth in a manger.
哇, 有没有收生婆, 不知道。
We don't know if there was a midwife present.
但是在那个马槽里面是肮脏, 那个动物, 大小便, 还有在那边睡觉, 很多马粪的味道, 马尿的味道, 你可以想象。
But we know that the manger is not going to be clean because it's where the animals dwell. You see a lot of wastes from the animals.
就是在这种情况之下把救主生出来。
It is in this circumstance that she had to deliver her child.
结果生完之后呢，一堆牧羊人就跑来说：“恭喜你啊，你生出来的这个是救主啊，以后会怎么怎样？”哇，这个好像很。 跟现实的状况很不一样。
And after she had delivered the child, she see a group of shepherds came to her, congratulating her for giving birth to the Savior. This is very different from reality.
如果在一个王宫生出来，在一个旅馆生出来还不错。
If this would have happened in a hotel or in a palace, the situation may be different.
啊，但是至少她也接受了。
But at least Mary seems to have accepted her circumstance.
她不是很了解整个事情。
She may not understand the lessons behind.
第十九节说她还在反复思想。
Verse 19 tells us that she was thinking about all of these.
那至少她心中是有一个期待了。
At least she was anticipating something.
啊，好了，那不久之后呢，就过了时间了，那就把耶稣带到婴孩耶稣带到圣殿里面。
And as time passed, they brought the child Jesus to the holy temple.
我们看二章的二十二节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 22.
二章二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
啊，这里记载按照所定的日期，把长子也要带到圣殿里面。
Here, according to the laws of Moses, they have to bring the firstborn to the holy temple before the Lord.
就是在这个情况之下，碰到一个人叫西缅，一个老人。
And it is during this trip that they met an old man by the name of Simeon.
啊，一个非常敬虔的人。
He is a God-fearing man.
神就把耶稣以后遇到的事情也预言出来给玛利亚跟约瑟知道。
And God prophesied to Mary and Joseph what was going to happen to Jesus.
那我们刚刚也读过了。
We have read this earlier.
最主要是告诉玛利亚，你要准备好啊，你要为做耶稣的妈妈这件事情啊受苦啊。
The important lesson to learn was that Mary has to be prepared that she has to suffer because she is the mother of Jesus.
就好像一把刀要插在心里面。
And it will be likened to having a dagger pierced through her heart.
今天如果姐妹生了孩子，我们都是恭喜恭喜啊！哇，可能是给你孩子啊。
And if a sister were to deliver a child today, we will congratulate her for a blessing that she has received from God.
我们教会最近也得到神祝福啊！过去一年好几个 baby 出生，每次灵恩会都洗礼都有 baby。
And for the past few years, our church has been blessed by the Lord. Indeed, we have baptized quite a number of babies.
好，如果有姐妹生了孩子。
If a sister deliver a child,
如果传道过来告诉你
，and the preacher visited her and tells her,
哎呀，你惨了，以后你会很烦。
You are doomed. You're going to be full of sorrow in the future.
你会很伤心啊。
You're going to be heartbroken in the future.
哇，你肯定三天三夜睡不着。
And the sister may not be able to sleep for 3 days and 3 nights.
如果随便一个人告诉你，你可能骂他，你乱讲。
And if someone, just a casual stranger, were to approach her and said these words, she would rebuke them.
一个长老，一个传道过来跟你说，你又会很伤心。
But if it's a preacher or an elder approaching her and told her that she would be heartbroken in the future,
我看如果是我是那个姐妹，三天三夜睡不着，可能还要打去问到底是什么回事。
If I were that sister, I would probably not be able to sleep for 3 days and 3 nights. I would probably even call the preacher or the elder and ask him for more details.
你准备好啊，要为这个事情受苦了。
And to be prepared to suffer for the child.
当然，今天的妈妈爸爸受苦是不太一样。
And today the suffering of parents differ from those days.
可能一开始晚上换尿布没睡觉哈，那个很苦。
At the very beginning, it was deprived of sleep, having to change diapers in the middle of the night.
或者是以后长大了不听你话，会顶嘴啊，会让你很伤心。
And as the child grows up, the child will start to talk back and will not submit to the parents.
但是主耶稣基督他的成长会很特别。
That the progress or the growth of the Lord Jesus is quite different.
他以后的人生也会让玛利亚很伤心。
His life in the future would also cause Mary some pain.
不是因为耶稣做的不好。
Not because he had done something wrong.
刚好相反，耶稣做的最好，是最完美的。
Rather, it's the opposite. He has done perfectly.
但是别人怎么对耶稣，会让玛利亚很痛苦。
But how the others treated Jesus would bring pain to Mary.
好，来看看主耶稣怎么长大的。
So let's see. Let's look at the growth of Jesus.
二章的四十节。
Chapter 2, verse 40.
二章四十节。
Chapter 2, verse 40. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
哦，这句话是形容十二岁以前的耶稣长大的很快。
And this verse describes the Lord Jesus before he turned 12.
一下子从 baby 啊就变成一个小朋友了。
And from a baby, he became a young child.
那这个小朋友呢，在家里很乖。
And this child was very obedient at home.
身体也长得很好，长高啊，长壮。
He was very strong physically.
还有这个孩子呢，特别啊，他特别有智慧。
And he was special, meaning he had wisdom.
所谓的比他同年纪的人啊, 懂得更多, 还有比较成熟。
And he seemed to be more mature than the other children of his age.
你看到神的恩典在他身上。
And you can see the grace of God upon him.
我看这个孩子一定给玛利亚带来非常多的安慰。
I believe that this child has brought much comfort to his mother Mary.
这个玛利亚嫁给约瑟, 约瑟是个穷的木匠。
Mary married Joseph, a poor carpenter.
那木匠的工作就是整天敲敲打打，那孩子也要学着爸爸的这个工艺。
And the job of a carpenter is to make good use of wood, and this child, the child of a carpenter, would also take up the trade of the father.
可能很小啊，这个孩子就开始帮忙爸爸妈妈。
Perhaps at a young age, this child would be helping out his parents.
我们知道穷孩子啊，比条件好家里的孩子啊。
We know that children from poor families tend to mature faster than children from wealthy families.
我看过网络上有一些视频，在中国有些地方乡下，哇，那孩子才四五岁，还要在帮忙煮饭啊、炒饭啊，哇，做一些很超出动的这里的家里的工作。
And we have seen video clips of children at the age of 4 or 5 from rural area China, where they were so poor that the child had to help cook for the family.
有一些八九岁的姐姐背着。 一两岁的弟弟在后面啊，在摆地摊。
And we see young child in the age of around 11 or 12 have to carry their younger brother of 1 or 2 and go to the market to sell things.
家里穷没有关系，孩子乖，父母也是得到安慰。
It is all right for a family to be poor, but it's a blessing if the children were obedient.
好，那我们再看52节，2章的52节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 52. 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
这里是记载啊，主耶稣已经十二岁了。
Here Jesus turned 12.
啊，发生了一件事情。
Something happened.
这是主耶稣跟父母啊去圣殿。
This is an incident where Jesus went with his parents to the holy temple.
结果回程的时候啊，父母找不到他。
And on their return journey, his parents couldn't find him.
啊，然后呢？
What happened?
父母就回去了，要回去圣殿找了。
His parents returned back to the holy temple to look for him.
结果找到耶稣在老师当中一边听一边问。
And they found him in the temple sitting among the teachers, listening and questioning them at the same time.
我们看48节，47-48节，2章的47-48节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 47 and 48. 47, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. 48, so when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Son, why have you done this to us? Look. Your father and I have sought you anxiously.
这是第一次主耶稣让他的妈妈伤心呢。This
is the first time that Jesus brought some grief to his mother.
通常让妈妈伤心是不好的事。And
usually when a child brings grief to a mother, it's no good.
但是主耶稣是特别的。But
our Lord Jesus is special.
主耶稣不是到处去玩不回家让妈妈伤心。And
Jesus did not go out and play and refuse to go home.
这个12岁的孩子竟然在圣殿里面。 一直问，一直听，一直问，3天3夜都没有离开那边。
But it was a 12-year-old who was in the temple sitting among the teachers for 3 days and 3 nights, listening to them and asking questions.
父母找不到人了，回来找他，就骂他了，妈妈就骂你为什么这样子呢？让我伤心呢。
And when the parents couldn't find him and returned to the temple and found him there, the mother rebuked him, saying, "Why have you done this to me?"
其实，如果以正常的情况来说，这个孩子真的是应该是要骂一下。
And under normal circumstances, yes, this child should be rebuked.
但是有时候父母自己应该骂一下自己啊，你为什么回去的时候没有留意，结果3天了才发觉。
But as parents, they should also be rebuking themselves because why have they not realized they haven't had a child for 3 days?
那耶稣怎么说呢？
How did Jesus respond to his mother?
耶稣说49节，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Verse 49, he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
因为主耶稣他不是一个普通的小孩啊。Jesus
is not a regular child.
他心中知道他将要面对的是什么。He
knew what he was going to face when he grew up.
还有他一年才有一次机会去圣殿。And
there is only once in a year that he's able to go up to the holy temple.
他要尽快的把握时间，把握机会，把所有的道理都要学起来。
He has to take the opportunity to learn all he could during the time he had.
他是个人，他带着肉身，他需要经过成长跟学习。
He's a human, so he has to learn. He has to grow up and learn.
他不是生出来就是个神童啊，什么都懂。
He was not born a genius, knowing everything.
他经过学习的。
He has to learn.
所以他拦着这个机会，他要学，因为他知道要做什么事。
And when he had an opportunity to learn, he has to seize upon it because he knew what he would be facing in the future.
但是因为这三天妈妈找不到他，妈妈就很伤心。
But 3 days his parents couldn't find him, so the parents were sad.
也是啦，如果作为一个妈妈的话，如果你不见了孩子三天哦，那三天三夜可能也睡不着。
And it's true that as a mother, if you have lost a child for 3 days, you probably will not be sleeping during those 3 days.
尤其是如果他跑走了，那你找不到人了，你会睡不着。
And especially if the child had run off and you couldn't find him, you will not be able to sleep.
但是主耶稣他是在圣殿里面学道理。
But our Lord Jesus was actually in the Holy Temple learning from the teacher.
这玛利亚也不晓得主耶稣讲什么。
And Mary did not understand what Jesus said.
因为啊，说实在啊，程度差太远。
But in fact, they're on a different level.
主耶稣虽然12岁，他说他的灵程不止12岁。
And Jesus may be 12 years old physically, but spiritually, he's more than that.
玛利亚可能30岁。
Mary may be 30 years old.
但是她的灵程还比不上主耶稣。
But her spirituality is lower than Jesus.
所以她玛利亚是伤心的。
So Mary was upset.
但是主耶稣也很乖。
But Jesus was very submissive.
我们看了第五十节，51节。
Verse 51. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart.
12岁以现在来说，差不多也进入青少年期了。
And 12 years old is the beginning of the teenage years.
有自己的想法。
They have their own way of thinking.
所以弟兄们、姐妹们哈，如果你家里有12岁的，你就不要把他当7、8岁这样子骂讲，他已经有自己的想法。
And brothers and sisters, if you have 12-year-olds at home, do not treat them like a young child because they have their way of thinking.
那12岁也可以不听你啊。A
12-year-old can refuse to listen to you.
也就是主耶稣说，我的灵程那么高，你们那么 low， 那么低。
And Jesus could have said to his mother, "My spirituality is way higher than yours."
主耶稣没有讲。
That those words were not spoken by Jesus.
好，虽然你听不懂我讲什么，我还是陪你回家吧。
And Jesus was thinking to himself, even though you don't understand what I have just said, but I'm willing to go home with you.
你看这个孩子多乖啊！
Can you imagine how submissive this child is?
比妈妈聪明，比爸爸有智慧，但是就是听爸爸妈妈的话。
He is smarter than his mother, has more wisdom than his father, yet he's willing to submit to them.
啊，在家里肯定也是帮很多家事。
And I'm sure that he helped out around in the house too.
又是个长子。
And especially he's being the firstborn son.
因为玛利亚在耶稣之后啊，还生了啊一些孩子。
And after the birth of Jesus, Mary also gave birth to other children.
我们看马可福音的第6章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
啊，马可福音的6章第3节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 3.
6章第3节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 3.
请读。
3. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him.
这里说啊，玛利亚在耶稣之后啊，其实生了很多孩子。
So after the birth of Jesus, Mary continued to give birth to other children.
有弟弟，就雅各、约西、犹大、西门四个。
So brothers, he had 4: James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon.
还有4个弟弟。
4 brothers.
还有呢，没有讲多少个妹妹，就是姐妹们呢，就超过一个。
And he also has sisters more than one.
穷人家孩子还生得多。And
poor families tend to have more children.
今天要你养7、8个，一分薪水也是很辛苦啊。And
today,
如果没有政府的补助的话。
Today, if you only have one income and you have to raise 7 or 8 children without government subsidies, it'll be very difficult.
如果你赚最低工资要养8个小孩，没有父母帮忙，你会怎么样？
If you're making only the minimum wage and you have 8 children to raise, without the help of your parents, do you think you'll be able to survive?
还好这个老大就是主耶稣，特别孝顺。Fortunately
for them, the oldest child, the son, he was very submissive to his parents.
在家里什么都帮。And
he will help out around the house.
没有什么。 其他的要求就是喜欢读圣经，喜欢想神的话。
And he has no other hobbies except that he likes to read the scriptures and to think about the words of God.
有时候我在想啊，有这样的孩子，一个顶十个。
Sometimes I think to myself, if I were to have one child like this, it's worth
还有按照圣经的记载呢，其实约瑟这个人很早就消失了，就是玛利亚的先生。
And according to history, Joseph, the husband of Mary, he was gone at an early age.
没有再提他了，完全没有提他。There
was no mention of him.
很有可能就是在生完这对孩子之后，约瑟就死得早。It
is possible that Joseph died after all these children were born. He died at an early age.
玛利亚就是个穷寡妇。And
Mary became a very poor widow.
那这头家谁撑起来？
So who had to take up the responsibility of the family?
4个弟弟，一堆妹妹。
4 younger brothers, a whole bunch of sisters.
谁来养？
Who's going to support them?
就是耶稣啊。
Jesus.
做木匠的工作。
Working as a carpenter.
16, 17岁开始就撑起来了，说不定。
At the, probably at a young age of 16 or 17, he had to take responsibility over the whole family.
赚钱养家。
He has to earn an income to support his family.
中国也有句话，爸爸死得早，长子为父。
The Chinese have a saying that when the father died early, the oldest born son will be likened to a father, is a father figure of the house.
虽然很多不幸啊，要穷，但是玛利亚最大的安慰就是看到她的这个儿子。
There may be many misfortunes upon this family, but the only comfort to Mary was this firstborn son.
但是在一切都很顺利的时候。
But when things were going smooth.
但耶稣30岁。
At the age of 30, when Jesus was at the age of 30.
我们看路加的三章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 3.
23节。
Verse 23.
3章23节。
Chapter 3, verse 23. Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Heli.
这里告诉我们呢，主耶稣出来传道理的时候大概30岁。
It tells us here that Jesus began his ministry at about the age of 30.
一个男人30岁的时候，到了他体力的顶峰啊，还有人生的顶峰的开始。
When a man reached the age of 30, that is the prime of his life.
那主耶稣这个时候应该是可以。对家里有继续的贡献。
And Jesus at this age could have continued to support his family.
赚钱呢、啊、
？To make more money.
或者是自己成立自己的家庭啊
？Or to start his own family.
但是主耶稣知道他来世上就是为了要传天国的福音。
Jesus knew that his main purpose for coming to earth is to preach the gospel.
所以从30岁开始，主耶稣就出去了，就基本上很少在家里。
So starting from the age of 30, Jesus began to go out and preach the ministry or start his ministry and was seldom at home.
就开始很少帮忙家里了。
And he rarely helped out around the house anymore.
那当然玛利亚也要接受这个事实。
And this is a reality that Mary had to accept.
她心中也很着急。
She was worried.
到底这个耶稣什么时候可以把自己证明出来呢？
And when will Jesus be able to reveal himself?
到后来呢，主耶稣行第一个神迹的时候。
Until later, when Jesus performed the first miracle,
主耶稣真的是把自己显明出来。
Jesus indeed revealed himself to everyone.
那主耶稣开始忙了，开始出名了，到处传福音了。
And Jesus began to be famous, and he was busy preaching the gospel.
我们看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
这个妈妈好久没有看到儿子了。
Luke chapter 8, the mother hasn't seen the son for a long time.
我们看路加八章19-21节。
Verse 19 to verse 21. 19. Then his mother and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. 20. And it was told him by some who said, Your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you. 21. But he answered and said to them, My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it.
玛利亚很久没有看到她儿子耶稣了。
Mary hadn't seen his son Jesus for a long time.
因为耶稣没有空啊。
Because Jesus was too busy.
当时没有电话。
In those days, there's no such thing as a telephone.
一出去，可能半年，可能3个月，好久没有看到人，在哪里都不知道。
When he leave for the sake of his ministry, Mary could probably not see him for more than half a year.
哎，听说他们在附近呢。
When she had news that he was in the same region.
所以这个已经那个时候，玛利亚肯定已经50岁了，差不多，那有点年纪了。
At that time, I'm sure Mary was probably 50 or older.
那就叫他的其他儿子们说：“哎，带我去找你哥哥，好久没有看见他。”
She probably said to her other sons, "Take me and go seek your oldest brother. We haven't seen him for a long time."
因为啊，平常没有机会看到他。
And this is purely because she was not able to see him, on a regular basis.
第19节就是因为人多啊，都挤不到他的门面前呢。
And verse 19 tells us that his mother and his brothers could not approach him because That was a big crowd.
你看看啊，如果你今天儿子出了名了啊，生意做得大了，你找不到你儿子，那种感觉也是挺差的。
And if you think about it, if your son has grown up, has become a very successful businessman, but very busy, you can't even find him. That kind of feeling is probably not very good for a mother.
主耶稣不是故意不孝顺的，不回去看妈妈。
It's not that Jesus purposely refused to submit to his mother.
哦，太多人等着他传福音，要一边赶鬼，要传福音，那根本时间不够用。他这大概只有3年，他没有时间浪费。
It's just that. There's so many people needing his help, casting out of demons and praying for them, that he knew he only had 3 years, not a lot of time.
好了，现在很多人把耶稣包围着，那妈妈还在外面挤不进来。
And now there was a big crowd surrounding him, and his mother couldn't even get close to him.
有人传话了, 哎, 耶稣, 你妈妈来找你, 在外面,
and someone had to relay this message to him that your mother is outside waiting for you.
这个耶稣怎么说?
And what did Jesus respond?
他说, 凡听见, 谁是我母亲啊? 凡听见神的话, 进行的, 这个就是我的母亲, 我的弟兄。
My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it.
哇, 这句话, 如果你不是从属灵的角度看, 你会觉得主耶稣好像很没有孝顺。
If you don't look at this from the spiritual point of view, you may think that Jesus does not honor his mother.
比如说你妈妈来找你, 在公司门口,
for example, if your mother is looking for you and she's right outside your office,
啊, 你的秘书进来说, 哎, 你妈妈在外面等你啊,
and your secretary comes in and tells you that your mother is outside waiting for you,
如果你说, 谁是我的妈妈? 哇, 这个人就太不孝顺,
if you then say, who is my mother, then you are probably not being very filial to
her.
Do you even deny your own mother?
主耶稣不是这个意思。
But that's not what Jesus meant.
所以说这里要讲一个道理。
Jesus was telling them or giving them a lesson.
在神的国里面, 人的血肉关系不是很重要。
In the kingdom of God, the physical relationship of a family is not that important.
谁是也当耶稣的很亲的人?
Who are those closest to Jesus?
只要你遵循主耶稣的道理, 你就可以跟主耶稣很亲。
As long as you follow the words of God and do it, you are closest to Jesus.
在神的国里面, 不会因为肉身的关系而拉到比较好的关系。
In the kingdom of God, you will not be in a good position because you are related by blood.
你要靠自己遵循神的道理。
You have to rely on yourself and you have to do the work of the word of God.
连把耶稣生出来的那个妈妈也是一样。
The same principle applies to even the mother of Jesus.
当然他是很爱他的妈妈的。
And of course, Jesus loved his mother very much.
我想，虽然圣经没有记载，当天他肯定有看到他妈妈。
Even though it's not recorded in the Bible, but I'm very sure that he had seen her at the very same day.
这是玛利亚大概也知道了，我这个儿子不单只是我的儿子，他其实是神的儿子。
Mary probably knew deep down in her that this child is not only hers, but he is actually the Son of God.
很多人需要他。
And many people will rely on him.
我只是他肉身的妈妈而已。
That she is only the physical mother.
好了，时间很快过了三年。
And 3 years passed quickly.
玛利亚也听说主耶稣传道很成功。
And Mary heard that Jesus was very successful in his ministry.
但是突然之间收到消息。
All of a sudden she had news.
我的儿子耶稣被抓起来了。
My son Jesus had been captured.
听说了。
She heard about it.
很快要被判死刑了。
And she also got news that very soon he would be punished to death.
她收到这个消息。
Upon receiving this news,
非常的着急,
she was very anxious.
她的焦急是不一样的，跟一般人不一样。
Her anxieties differ from a normal people.
门徒虽然跟了耶稣三年,
even though the disciples of Jesus followed him for 3 years,
当耶稣被抓了，要去钉十字架的时候啊，这些门徒啊，每一个都大部分都跑得远远的。
After Jesus was captured and about to be sentenced and put to death, his disciples all fled.
但是玛利亚听到耶稣钉十字架要被判死刑,
when Mary heard that Jesus was captured and was to be crucified,
她撑着一个老的身体啊，疲倦的身体，伤心的心啊，要赶去耶路撒冷看耶稣。She
rushed to Jerusalem with an elderly body and a heavy heart to go and see her son.
当大家都离开耶稣的时候,
when everyone had departed from Jesus or fled from him,
在耶稣的十字架下面还有谁?
Who was standing at the foot of his crucifix?
其中一个就是他妈妈。One
of the people was Mary, his mother.
我们看约翰福音第十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰的十九章。John chapter 19:25-27.
John chapter 19, verse 25. 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." 27. And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home.
这一幕啊，应该是玛利亚人生当中最难承受的一个时刻。
This is probably the most difficult moment in the life of Mary.
我们刚刚说，这个时候耶稣至少33岁了，那玛利亚你加个20岁，至少也50几。
And Jesus, we said that is probably around the age of 33 at that time. If we add 20, Mary is probably around 50.
古代的人来说，五十几岁已经很老了。
People in the ocean day in the ancient days are considered old once they pass 50.
他要拖着这个疲倦的老的身体去耶路撒冷。
With a heavy and fatigued body, she dragged herself to Jerusalem.
因为她听说她儿子被钉死在家了。
She heard that her son was to be crucified.
我们知道啊，妈妈的心跟孩子的心呢是分不开。无论你孩子长到几岁，你只要是一个妈妈，你永远跟你孩子没办法分开。
We know that the heart of a mother and the hearts of her children are never separated. They are always connected together.
尤其是看到孩子如果生病。
Especially if the child is sick.
我们知道孩子小时候进进出出医院啊，小感冒啦、拉肚子啊，这是很常有的事情。
And when the child is young, the child would go in and out of the clinics or the hospital quite often because of a cold or other illnesses.
有些孩子生病啊，妈妈在医院整个晚上守着，都不舍得离开。
There are some children, their mother would stay by their bedside all night and refuse to go home.
哇，有时候如果你看到你孩子需要被开刀，哇，那个痛，那妈妈在旁边也是会哭啊，也是会很难受。
And sometimes if a child had to undergo surgery, the mother would be crying along with the child because she could feel the pain of the child.
自己有孩子生过病啊，可以体会刚刚我所讲的话。
And if you are a mother and you have gone through the stage of your children's life, then you know what I'm talking about.
这个妈妈要亲眼看着他的儿子在十字架上面被折磨那么多个小时。
Here we see a mother who has to witness the suffering of her son on a crucifix for long hours.
大家看到一个头戴荆棘冠冕，身体被鞭打。
On his head was a crown of thorns, and on his body were the markings of the whips.
两只手还有脚被钉。
And both his hands and his feet were nailed to the cross.
下面很多人在骂。
And at the foot of the crucifix, many people were scolding him.
玛利亚都看见了。
Mary witnessed all this.
对别人来说。
To others.
这个是个罪人被钉在上面。
This is a sinner who has been crucified.
对玛利亚来说。
But to Mary.
不单只是基督钉在上面。
This is not only Christ who has been crucified.
那也是我的儿子钉在上面。
It is also her son who has been crucified.
她头脑里面一直回想啊 ，baby 生出来的时候多可爱。
In her mind, she's probably playing back all the years that she had with Jesus when he was born. He was a baby. How adorable!
小时候的时候，很会懂人家的思想，很会安慰人。
And as a young child, he knew how to comfort others with his words.
十几岁了，就开始帮忙家里。
When he was in his teens, he was already helping around in the house.
很顺服。
Very submissive.
一个青少年，把整头家撑起来。
A young teen was able to take up the responsibility of the entire family.
很孝顺，很懂我的心。
And very filial to the parents and knew his mother very well.
你们怎么把我的那么乖的儿子钉在上面？
How could you crucify my adorable son?
这个身体流着血，伤痕累累的。
His body was bleeding and there were a lot of wounds on him.
这个曾经他抱在手里面的 baby。
This man used to be a baby in his arms, in her arms.
今天被钉在十字架上。
And now he has been nailed to the crucifix.
主耶稣的身体是流血。
The body of Jesus was bleeding.
但是玛利亚的心也在流血。
At the same time, the heart of Mary was also bleeding.
这个时候，玛利亚的心真的是被刀插进去了，流血了。
Those moments were the exact time where her heart had been pierced by a sword.
原来在这个时候。三十多年前，先知所预言的话实现了。
And this is the very moment that a prophecy that Simeon said 30 years ago had been fulfilled.
啊，所以玛利亚的一生啊。
So the life of Mary.
她有快乐。
She had joy.
但是因为要承担这个圣功啊，她也受了很多的苦。
Yet to accept this responsibility, she had also suffered.
她在这个苦难当中流眼泪。
And during the times of pain, she shed her tears.
但是她最后也得到安慰。
She was also received comfort.
主耶稣也是做好他最后能够做的事，才离开这个世界。
And Jesus did the very last deed he could have done before he breathed his last breath.
看看二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节，刚刚我们所读过的，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son."
什么意思？
What does this mean?
现在开始，你不要把我看你的儿子了。
That means from now on, do not look at me or do not deem me to be your son.
我快要离世了。
I am about to be departed.
将来要复活了。
In the future, I will be resurrected.
要升天了。
And I will ascend to heaven.
我也不再是你的儿子了。
And I will not no longer be your son.
但是你有一个儿子。
But you have a son.
我把我最爱那个门徒交代他，他要成为你的儿子。
I will instruct my beloved disciple to be your son.
他又跟那个门徒说。
And he said to his disciple.
看你的妈妈。
Behold your mother.
你现在就照顾她吧，照顾她好像照顾你自己妈妈一样。
From now on, you're going to take care of her like unto you're taking care of your own mother.
从那一天开始，那个门徒就照顾玛利亚。
It's from that time on that the disciple took care of Mary.
主耶稣没有把玛利亚交给他其他的兄弟姐妹去照顾。
And Jesus did not hand over his mother to his other brothers and sisters.
至少在那个时候没有。
At least at that moment, he did not.
因为那个时候他们还不信。
Because at that time they did not believe in him.
不信耶稣是基督。
They did not believe that Jesus is the Savior.
复活之后，他们才有相信。
It's only after he resurrected that they believed he was.
但是在当下，主耶稣把那妈妈交给最爱的门徒。
Yet at that moment he handed his mother over to his beloved disciple.
这也算是得到安慰啊。
So it brought some comfort.
这主耶稣在他自己还钉十字架的时候，还想了他妈妈。
So when Jesus was still hanging on the crucifix, he was still thinking about his mother.
弟兄姐妹，尤其是在当儿子的，你什么时候想到你妈妈？
Brothers and sisters, especially the brothers, when have you thought about your mother?
肚子饿的时候想起妈妈了，赶快叫她来煮饭。
You think about your mother when you're hungry and you want her to cook for you.
没有钱的时候想起妈妈了。
When you have no money, you will think about your mother.
平常你会想到你妈妈吗？
Would you think about your mother at ordinary times?
主耶稣很孝顺。
Our Lord Jesus was filial to his parents.
自己在受难的时候，还想到怎么样照顾妈妈。
When he was suffering on the crucifix, he still thought about his own mother.
玛利亚得到安慰。
Mary had been comforted.
但是最大的安慰当然是看到主耶稣复活之后。
And the greatest comfort, of course, comes when she witnessed the resurrection of Jesus.
主耶稣不是死的，是复活的。
Jesus had not died; he had resurrected.
主耶稣也不是他的儿子，他是神的儿子。
Jesus was not her son; he was the Son of God.
他只是被神所用的一个器皿而已。
She was only a tool that had been used by the Lord.
用完之后，这不重要了。
And after she had been used, she was no longer important.
这是为什么我们今天没有说崇拜玛利亚，向玛利亚祷告怎么样的？
This is the very reason why today we do not worship Mary or we pray to her.
因为圣经到最后，后来玛利亚的角色结束了，就没有再提她。
Because after the role of Mary had been completed, there was no mention of her.
她的工作已经做完，在神那边。
She had completed her job already.
她曾经为救恩的工作出了一份力。
And she had did her part for the work of salvation.
受了很多苦。
She suffered for it.
但是她在天上已经有她的享受。
But she had already had a name in heaven.
这是很可惜，天主教呢就把玛利亚神化。
Unfortunately, the Catholics had deified Mary.
向她祷告。
They prayed to her.
说她是什么圣母啊。
And saying that he was a holy mother.
其实啊，这个都不是合乎圣经。
These are not in accordance to the biblical teachings.
但是呢，玛利亚真的是一个蒙大恩的人。
However, Mary indeed was a woman highly favored by God.
因为她愿意为她的托付。神给他的工作而伤心来受苦。
She was willing to suffer the pain and anxieties over the work that God had asked her to do.
总结起来，第32页。
In conclusion, in on slide number 32.
蒙大恩的人必须经历患难和伤痛。
One who is highly favored by God has to experience some pain and suffering.
我们不要以为说，哎，你蒙大恩呢，每天笑嘻嘻、笑咩咩啊，都是很开心才是蒙大恩呢。
Do not think that to be highly favored means you have joy every day.
圣经没有这个观念。
That is not the idea in the Bible.
有人说信的主应该每天他开开心心，什么都是好事，才是蒙大恩嘛。
And some people say that to be a Christian and to be highly favored by God, you have to be happy all the time.
当然啊，我们如果感恩的话，常常都会开心是没有错。
Of course, if we are thankful for what we receive from God, we will be joyful every day.
但是蒙大恩，有时候你要承担很大的责任。
However, to be highly favored, you sometimes have to bear an even greater responsibility.
为了守道理，你要做出很大的牺牲。
And in order to keep the words of God, you probably have to make a great sacrifice.
有时候遇到患难。
And sometimes you will face tribulation.
被人家误会。
You will be mistaken or misunderstood.
哇，有时候这个心啊，真的很痛啊。
And it will bring much pain to you or your heart.
但是我们去克服它。
But we have to overcome them.
你不能说我不要哭，我不要伤心，我不要做了，我不要这个工作了。
You can't say that I don't want to cry, I don't want to be suffering, I don't want to do this work anymore.
神不会把你丢下，让你自己面对。
God will not forsake you and ask you to bear the pain by yourself.
玛利亚不是自己面对。
Mary was not bearing the pain by herself.
主耶稣都知道玛利亚经历什么。
Lord Jesus knew what Mary had gone through.
一直给她力量。
And he had constantly given her strength.
到最后。
Until the very end.
我们今天也是。
And same for us today.
如果我们今天面对患难伤痛。
Today, if we are encountering tribulations and sufferings,
咬紧牙尖跟着主。
Let us just follow Jesus closely.
只要我们是为对的事情而受苦。
As long as we're suffering for what is right.
主还是把蒙大恩的人给我们。
God will find favor in us.
唱诗140首。
Let us sing hymn number 140.